Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us. Yeah, I was watching the roots today. And they ain't ready for me. Thinking about Coach Kente and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
This in the block of getting out. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumental coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Miley, blackout sound, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to joke, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth. Locker room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed. I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you, my career don't involve around that. That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
nice way to start off chapter 3, verse 16 of Al Porter, Man in the Street. And, of course, that MAN is an acronym, an abbreviation for Music, Activism, News. And, of course, the number here is 646-478-0944. For those online, you can use that number, call in, be heard. We appreciate that. Wow, I see that 216-288 phone number. We will come up to you real short, but let us at least get our disclaimers out the way so you can't say you were not warned. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, smartphones, iPhones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long. This is only an hour-long program, but you know what I'm saying. And disclaimer number three, you can press 1 to talk, but Blog Talks worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold, but we hope that you will talk. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take just the time before I go to that first phone call. Give me about 1 minute, 1 minute to go past one thing that's already on my agenda, which is to let people know that survivors, victims of tragedy, now you're getting to see why I say you should have out something for information. Taking a short pause so you can take it down. All right. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy Incorporated and Black on Black Crime Incorporated, along with the Cold Cases Unity Group, is sponsoring a Memorial Day of Remembrance on Saturday the 24th of this month, May 24th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Garden View Hill Park off East 88th Street to St. Clair Avenue, the north side. For all of our loved ones who have been murdered, with special emphasis on cold cases and unsolved murders. And we will also remember our missing children and adults. We will have a moment of thanksgiving for the return of all missing persons. Purple ribbons for victims of homicide. Red ribbons for unsolved murders and cold cases. Gold ribbons for missing persons. Speakers, committee, family, activists, pastors, for further information and or to join and help organize, call Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. And with that being said, we perish for lack of information. That's why I had to throw that out there. Let's see who is on the line of 216-288. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. I would like to know what are they doing about the 137 shots.
Wow. Not too much of anything right now. It seems to me that they're stalling for time. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'll personally get some notes together and what have you and get into that in a few minutes.
Okay, that's fine, sir. I'll be listening.
I appreciate that. Please hold the line, and I will get on that particular storyline because you're absolutely right. Not too much has been done about that at all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get into, before I give an announcement, well, I'll read another announcement because I feel like it's important to get to some of those. Let people know that because they've been beat down so, there has been something planned. It's a standing ovation party. Standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland. They have been through so much, yet still they stand strong. Hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor the beautiful women as they walk down the red carpet at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex. The B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, which is located at 11209 Kinsman Avenue, Saturday, June the 14th, 2014, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. All-star live with nothing but the best and ladies performing. As a matter of fact, entertainment will have, of course, the live DJ, the legendary Squirmin' Herman. Okay, you can bring your own beverage of any kind. Donations are $10, but food must be purchased from, of course, the various menu of course, B&M, barbecue, side dishes, you name it, it's there. For more information, you can contact 216-486-0236 or 216-441-0041 or 216-990-0679, sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated. See, now you all are saying, wow, he did tell us to at least be prepared to take down information. Now, before I get into our next track, come back and maybe go over some things that have been going on. A lot of things have been. I would just like to let people know, the top 10 artists from a Monday to a Monday, making noise and doing things in the streets. And we'll give you number 10 all the way up to the top one. And I should say at that standing ovation party, it's going to make a lot of sense because some of the ladies, like those who have called in that you may have heard their voices, Miss Debonise Bird or Monica Phillips, both of those ladies were like number one in two separate competitions on, of course, I'll get to that later on, the Art McCoy University of Common Sense for, of course, positive music. So in the singing departments, one placed well in the first round, which was Monica Phillips, and then when it was revived, Sister Debonise Bird, the legend herself, will be performing at that standing ovation party, as well as the Diva and KYYM. Kim, we'll get into a little bit more about her in just a little while. Number 10 spot, though, for the top 10 artists from a Monday to a Monday, number 10 is Rush B, representing hip-hop, big. More on that later. Number 9, Sister Debonise Bird. Number 8, HJS Music. You know he sponsors the hip-hop workshop, sponsors, of course, this particular show, Man in the Streets, does a lot of things in the community. I'm working alongside Reading Ram Projects with, of course, Fatty Banks. Number 7, Keymax the Image, Varsity Music. Number 6, Sheriff Kilroy, the Once by Land, Twice by Sea, new video. A couple other things coming up with that man also. Happens to be myself, but I want to let people know some things that, hey, you stay busy, you move up into certain things. OPN Entertainment, more later on how they ended up debuting this week. They're in the number 5 spot. Number 4, KYYM, Kim, Hip Hop Workshop at the Standing Ovation Party. More on that, sister, later. Number 3, She's a Dope, Real, that Pimp C tribute coming from Columbus. They'll be in town this week. Number 2, JB. That was a tribute at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that, brother, later. Number 1, Ballhead Fred, KGZ, banned from Facebook and YouTube, although they have so much trash out on there. But a strong song like that was banned. The own original artist got a hit record that's catching waves down in Florida, still giving out free DVDs of knowledge. And as a matter of fact, instead of playing around, why don't I just go down here and just say that I do appreciate everybody who definitely calls in and listens. I know there are probably a few people saying, what do you mean by that KGZ song? All right, Joe George Zimmerman, be right back with you all shortly.
Of a black planet, they just a bunch of fags.
Right here, 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. And of course, this is Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. You can use the same phone number, the 646-478-0944 phone number. Call in to Hood Talk on a Wednesday from 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. International politics broke down to a local level with Emacs and the Mindset. And then, of course, on Fridays and Saturdays, use the same number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Tools Radio. Emacs and the Mindset, they deal with, of course, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101, Hood Tools Radio. As a matter of fact, before I go into anything else, I just want to say, I haven't had to do this in a little while. The reason I give this number out is because a lot of people know what I do, but I just want to give a shout-out. Did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm on the air? You must want a shout-out. So did you have the nerve, Vanessa, to call me? Man, so there goes your shout-out. Don't be too upset. Hey, instead of using that 646-478-0944 phone number, hey, feel for you. I do want to let people know that Information Time, Prince People's Nation, OPNENT in association with Rough Stuff Records, LLC, now see they handling their business, presents the May Day Now Here World Tour. And that features DNA Officials Friday, May the 9th, this Friday, at Tucker's Casino Nightclub at 15532 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. $5 in advance, 10 at the door. Showtime, 9 p.m. Of course, that's the doors open. Wow. So the showtime is at 9 p.m. The doors will open at 8 p.m. This is an OPN fundraiser event for all of the community things that they do out there, their community programs. And it will be hosted by 89.3 FM's at 216 Radio Host, which that show airs Saturdays at midnight on 89.3 FM. That's, of course, WCSP.org. And that's Be No Good. He'll host that. So that's major right there. And performances will be by, of course, EC Dre, Spade, Trump Card, U.S. Riders, Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter, Cheese and Dope from Columbus, Bonnie Maserati, many more. And, you know, I don't even know why I performed for OPN, just for the simple fact one time I got arrested while performing. Another time my mom assaulted me. Another time my ex-girlfriend aired me out. Another time even Brother Art McCoy got on me for a few things. So I don't even know why I do that anymore. I have to sometimes check my own sanity. Anyway, I want to let people know that we held our 150th hip-hop workshop the past Saturday. And, of course, we had gospel artist Sister Tammy. She did her thing. Fativa, it was nice. Oh, of course, main supporter, Debonese Bird. And then also we had Now, spoken word. He used to do graph and paintings back in the day. He still does graph work. He has a book out, a brother by the name of Keys, Malkeys Paythress. He was there as well. You had Sister Janelle, made from, of course, Voice It Radio. She brought a couple of nice artists with her. Of course, my man LaVale Thomas, he was speaking on a major event that's coming up. It's a Love You Tour, which will happen earlier on that same day of June the 14th. Earlier that same day of June the 14th at Forest Hills Park. It will start at, of course, noon, run all afternoon, so I've got my double duty. I'll go to support him for a few hours and then move on through. Then, of course, you had Brother Stokes on hand, and, of course, Sister Patricia spoke about what OPN does. You have, of course, Mr. Ross P. from Tenaway Vision, Brother Derek, Sister Sandrina. He got up there and did some spirited R&B. Reverend, of course, Pinkney was there. Silver B in the mix was there as well. He even broke down and spoke on how the government can and will set you up and go through your loved ones and how the Black Panthers were destroyed and how if you don't watch out, everything from drugs and you name it can destroy you or your organization from the inside out. We also featured, of course, Gospel Hip Hop 2014 Minister LaVita, she was there. Solomon Kane, Sister Alonda, that was beautiful. And, of course, I want to thank Mom and Pop Hip Hop. And, of course, we paid homage, a tribute, Monolithic Zenith, ENT wanted to pay tribute to JB, who's coming to the Hip Hop Workshop in 2006 when we were at Apthorpe Towers. And, you know, since 2006, just last year, 2013, nominated for Ohio Hip Hop Awards Most Improved Artist, which just goes to show that if you do your thing correctly and stay in your lane, you can progress and grow far in this business. So it was an honor that Monolithic Zenith ENT chose him, handed out a lot of his material for artists to know what's really going on. We had Kappa Macaponio. Last but not least, Kim. We're going to get into a track from her after, of course, the 216-316 phone number I go through. We'll probably spend 4 or 5 minutes, see what's on their mind. But Kim, her mom apparently had a seizure. Her mom always supports her, goes different places with her. Kim is a veteran artist who does spiritual music, and it was a blessing that her mom was not only there at an event. It doesn't matter if it's hip-hop or where, her mom is always there. Mom's in Cleveland Clinic right now doing beautifully, doing excellent, so we're very thankful. So before I get into some Kim, I feel very thankful to be with you. I must really like you all because I'm here on an evening where it's a premiere of course, one of my favorite shows of all time, 24. But, hey, we'll get into that in just a little bit. 216, of course, 316. How are you?
Hey, Alex, Alexander Erdy here.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine. I'll tell you what. I just want to tell everybody I know it's your radio show, and I'm honored to be on your radio show. I'm honored to be on Art McCoy's radio show. One of the things is we got to keep the pressure up on the politicians. Yes, if we don't have a voice and we don't speak out, we don't count. We got to scream. We yell. We got to tell them we want services in the neighborhood. We want to stop the corruption. We want to stop the red light cameras. But we got to keep it up. We can't talk about it. We got to keep marching. We got to keep the pressure up. Every time we hear a politician on the radio, we got to call
yes,
in and tell.
I can say you're excellent at doing that. As a matter of fact, why is that important to you?
Because politicians aren't doing their job. They're after themselves. Keep themselves in power, get a fat salary, have their buddies get a fat salary, have them get humongous pensions, retire, and get their job back and get paid twice. Can't do that in industry. And what happens to our cities? Look at it. East Cleveland used to be high-end middle class. Now it's the bottom of the bottom because we let the politicians get away with it. We let them stick up rules and stuff that keep industry out. You know, they used to say, oh, the industry is bad. Oh, why? Because it gives people a middle-class job?
What
was bad about it? You know, what have these stupid teachers that say, go to school? Go to college. Hell, they can't even teach the kids how to read and write. 18-year-olds can barely read a Mother Goose book. But the teachers want $100,000 a year and cry poverty. No way. Massive pay cuts for Cleveland Public Schools. And people need to know. You hear these unionized teachers complain about not enough money. You know that Cleveland Public Schools get more money than Mentor, Medina, Twinsburg?
What?
Cities that, yeah, do less, have less money, do better. Mayfield School System does that 80% of the money that the Cleveland Public School System gets. Any Cleveland kids can read.
Oh,
now, where's the money going? Okay, where's the money going? In somebody's pocket. You know, you could say, hey, if they taught the kids, it'd be, all right, they ain't teaching the kids. Now, how's a young man or girl supposed to get a job when she can't, they, him or her, can't even read the most basic instructions? You can't leave it up to the employee, and then you wonder why the employer goes to Mexico. Because they can read down there.
Wow, that's a different spin on everything. It's good to have a business person call into this show.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens once in a while.
I'm giving you about another minute and a half. Whatever's on your mind, please put it out there because I've just learned a few things, and that's what we're supposed to be about.
Well, you know, what it is... You know, they talk about getting jobs. They talk about, oh, we should have a training program. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Let's look at all the corruption that happened at the Job Corps Center. Nobody got trained, but a whole lot of politicians and their buddies got rich. And consultants for doing nothing. How does a city councilman get an $80,000 consulting fee when he can barely speak English himself? And he's supposed to be on a jobs committee? They didn't have an industry person over there. Why they didn't have an industry person over there? Because we would make them work. We would work and teach the kids what they needed to be taught. But you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of the black community becoming middle class. And if the black community becomes middle class, they might even actually tell the politicians downtown what to do. They're told what to do.
Thank you so much for that phone call. As a matter of fact, you just forced me to get into a little story as soon as I hang up. If you hold the line, I think you'll appreciate this one pretty well, but you just forced me to get into a particular story, just like an earlier phone call has caused me. I'll get into something else. But I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm waiting for your story.
All right. Thank you, brother. As a matter of fact, instead of me playing music businesses earlier, the earlier phone caller, I promise you I will get to something that you wanted to know about, but Ralph Nader rips the syntax as ripoff to benefit the rich. Now, political activist and consumer crusader Ralph Nader weighed in on the syntax issue right here in Cuyahoga County. Now, he said that it's stopping Cleveland's corporate freeloaders, that a yes vote Tuesday on Issue 7 to extend the syntax to fund Cleveland's professional sports venues will reaffirm taxpayer servitude to arrogant corporatists and their cruel, twisted mistreatment of that struggling city. He's talking about 216-440 area code. He describes Cleveland as a deindustrialized, unfairly poor metropolis. Wow, that's interesting. The super-rich sports owners or corporate welfare kings know sin taxes help get more votes for their stadiums. He said, you can be sure the money will not be going to neighborhood sports programs or playgrounds, otherwise known as participatory sports. Now, he accused team owners of preying on fan loyalty. Or I'll interject gullibility. Big-time sports bosses know that the trump card that enables them to continue with their freeloading ways as crony capitalists is to exploit the spectator joy that comes from being part of a local fan base. The subtext of those demands takes away that joy from those TV-watching fans by relocating to another city willing to give away the store. It all reeks of greed, power, and extortion. Rest assured, Clevelanders, the Browns, Indians, and Cavaliers aren't going anywhere. They know how much of the store, over $1 billion since 1990, your politicians have already given them. The sports bosses like to call themselves capitalists, so let them behave like capitalists and invest their own money and no longer dare to turn your tax dollars into their profits. So in other words, you know I do not plan on in any shape, form, or fashion in quote-unquote, since this is called music, activism, and news, I definitely don't plan on going against the activism nature of this show, the news part of this show that people need to know, and vote yes for unnecessary syntax. You know they say it's not a tax increase? Technically speaking, it is, because this is set to die off in 2015. So if you vote yes for it, you're voting for it to be extended. Something to think about. I'm sending this out to Kim, K-Y-Y-M, for her mom. This, of course, Kim herself. Something spiritual for you. What you gonna do?
For you, I'll whisper in your ear and tell you what you need to hear. that you never show.
Say what, say what.
Let me be the one to mess up. I bet you won't like it. Da, da, da. You'll be the first one to give up and say I quit.
What you gonna do? Come on.
Porter Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. Of course, the number here is still 646-478-0944. And I want to let people know real quick that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue at our new headquarters. Well, we've been there for about a month now, so it's not that new. So anyway, that happens every Wednesday. And, of course, tonight, SOTC Radio on WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. That's 1 a.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And while I have a little bit of time to do this, I want to let people know that, you know, sometimes I feel like the black Jack Bauer of activism. For 8 years, 24 was one of my favorite shows because even though Jack Bauer was heroic in trying to protect citizens by all means necessary, even standing up to a sometimes crooked government, hey, that's one reason why I love that show. Now, it's been 4 years since that show went off the air, but it premiered tonight with a new episode. So we will go with last Thursday, midnight, where for 3 hours, that would be like midnight going into the a.m., the black Jack Bauer of activism spent my time promoting the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop and also promoting the upcoming Justice Center rally that would happen the next day, which would be on a Friday. Now, after getting a few hours sleep, it was 9 a.m., and it was time to prepare for the voiceatradio.com Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show that airs at 3 to 4 p.m. each Thursday, Cleveland Standard Time. Now, 16 hours into my day, I made my way to the Glenville Rec Center, where they had a discussion on pros and cons of an East Cleveland-Cleveland merger. Now, Cleveland Council people, Conwell, who hasn't made up his mind, and Jeff Johnson, who is for it, were on a panel with East Cleveland Councilman at Large, Nathaniel Martin, who is on the fence, as well as East Cleveland Council people such as Barbara Thomas and Mansell Baker, who are against the merger. Now, County Council Member of course, Yvonne Conwell moderated this discussion, which had citizens and politicians in a packed room. I almost felt sorry for Councilman Johnson because 90% of the crowd was against the merger, and some launched into some personal attacks. Now, alongside Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Black Jack Bauer of activism got a chance to speak. And when I did, I reminded Nate Martin and Charles E. Bev Sr. how I'd helped them in their fight to keep the East Cleveland Public Library from falling into the county's hands, and that you cannot give away a predominantly black city. I also got a chance to remind them that in 15 to 20 years, how can they explain to their children and grandchildren that they willingly gave up their legacy without a fight? After I escaped that meeting, with no collateral damage, it was 9 p.m. when I got home. Now, for the next 3 hours, I prepared strategy for Friday's Justice Center rally, as well as meditating, and by midnight, that ended my 24 hours. Now, when I come back, I will, like, go into another 24 hours and hopefully be able to speak on one of the things that one of the earlier callers wanted me, you know, to speak about 137. I did not forget about that, but I do want to give a quick announcement and tell people, this will be quick, free legal advice, or should I say expungement. There we go. A lot of people need that. Free legal advice, Thursday, May the 15th, at Antioch Baptist Church, 69 Center Avenue, 6 to 8 p.m., expungement, fill your criminal record, become employable, free legal advice. So with that being said, let's put some of this on. Ronnie B.
108 Vision, you ain't ready for this. ATS, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
Deadly and works after dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salary. I got more rhymes than your body gag calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
Bring up my rhymes to say them at your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap,
You say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically.
Whatever. You're still here with us at 646-478-0944. 646-478-0944. I want to let people know, should you choose, information time, the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. News Talk, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. And also, you can check out, go to Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and type in D-Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Radio. When you find out what it's on, go ahead and mention us. Feel free to do that. Now, since this is like a 24 type of night, I'm not able to watch it this evening. I saw the first half, and that's good. But I want to let people know that midnight Friday, last Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 a.m., it was time to promote the Justice Center rally. So you ain't talking about Friday morning. That would happen within 16 hours. Now, after getting 5 hours of sleep, we had about 16 hours left for the whole day. But by noon, I assembled a team of covert operatives without Chloe's help. We planned on being at the Justice Center at 5 p.m. to demand justice against police brutality. The reason we picked May the 2nd was because 17 months earlier, November 29th, 2012, 137 shots was fired into two unarmed people. No decision was given. While Prosecutor McGinty said a police officer was heroic in pulling Ken Smith, a.k.a. signed rapper, Ken Ball, out of his car and killing him. We also chose that day because Playhouse Square was raising up a multi-million dollar chandelier project in public square. Well, we're not in public square, but the Playhouse District. Right there in the Playhouse District. So you probably wondered, what did the Justice Center have to do with the chandelier? Well, as Mr. Stokes said, Brother Stokes himself said, the chandelier won't shed light on violence in our inner city, or shed light on 137 shots, or shed light on safety for women and children. So keeping in mind what Brother Stokes said, as we chose the time of 5 p.m., in direct response to the chandelier spectacle a few blocks away. Now, a team of agents arrived at 5 p.m., giving us 7 hours left in the day. Special thanks to Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Don Bryant, Ronnie B., the Black Man's Army, Revolution Books, and, of course, Melissa Williams' family and others who showed. But our covert assault team left the Justice Center and marched from Ontario all the way up Euclid to Playhouse Square, where we let 20,000 people, it's on paper now, it's on record, 20,000 people who came to see the chandelier light up, that everything was not roses in our inner city. As Art McCoy said on the bullhorn, which we had a couple of them, the masses want to hear that the chandelier is beautiful downtown. But Kinsman, East 105, and other streets are dark. You can check out the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. Shameless plug, I know. But anyway, Alfred Porter Jr., because 19 Action News caught this, and afterwards, it was time to travel again. Now, while we were there handling one case, we ran into Queen Aisha, who informed us that on Imperial Avenue, there had been 2 home invasions and cars broken into. So after we finished our tactical mission downtown, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, alongside the Black Man's Army, we ended up on Imperial Avenue. By 8 p.m., where we worked alongside Quinn I and Brother Chris Bennett to get the community to unite. After arriving home at 10 p.m., I spent the next 2 hours to plan for the Black on Black Crime hip-hop workshop the next day. That ended another 24 hours. As a matter of fact, since I have a little bit of time to do this and I got a chance to mention certain things, I did want to throw down here that, of course, the Umoja Day Parade and Festival, Saturday, May the 31st, 2014. The parade steps off at 12 noon from East 13th and Superior into Voinovich Park. 12 noon to 7:30 p.m. And there'll be entertainment, music, fun, and food. Parade participants include the Buffalo Soldiers, Choctaw Indians, 5th Infantry Soldiers, Tuskegee Airmen, and many more. And if you need to know more, just dial up 216-323-6155 or 216-650-4299. So with that being said, one of the reasons why we went out there, got to play it.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. They were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, on the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's red like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power.
As a matter of fact, Sundays, of course, on WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, on the one, Jazz, Funk, and Rare Grooves. As a matter of fact, let's put on something from an artist who's coming. They debuted last week on the top 10, number 3 this week. Something real, that Pimp C type of tribute. KD, Keys and Dope, Columbus.
I'm social commentary to the record. Truth be told, is listen, man, if you started being a gangbanger after your first or your second album, you a bust. And these kids out there looking at us and looking up to us because a lot of them don't have no father.
I wish that I could take my mom to Cancun. Me and Polo been rapping since high school. Oldest nigga on it, I'm close to 26. Shit on the phone with Fat Pimp. He got the Maserati. I'm still in the bucket. Niggas hating on me, but they bitch fucking. Why you rapping last week, man? You on the list. Oh, I get it. They all up right, nigga. Look in the mirror. Better check yourself. Fuck what a nigga think. Disrespect yourself. Losers trying to win. Winners never lose. You a pussy ass nigga. In the game, your jersey got no name. You trying to buy some fame, diamond ring, big old chain. Trying to live like you on TV, got you trying to write you a CD. Backing out, it ain't easy. You won't make it, dog. Please believe me. You only smoking when I roll up, so stop it with that weed talk. Stitching on your chest, you need police call. You free, trying to make a name. It's a shame you were lame. You talk all around the world, but you ain't never rode a plane. Get off the city, nigga. Buy your own milk. $1 million, I'ma stay the same.
Shame on you.